Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and a very warm, fire-filled, faith-filled welcome to Mama of Many today. I'm Christine Field, and I'm excited to lean in with you to everything that heaven would have to say. In fact, we are pressing in this season. We are pressing into him, for with him, our Lord and Saviour, our conquering King, we will only arise and win. In all things, he has given to us the victory. As we have just stepped into the new Jewish year, 5785, we were talking last time about what it means prophetically, and I'm going to continue today. Please go back and listen to the last broadcast on the 10 meanings of the number 5 in Hebrew, which has such significance and prophetic meaning for us today. And the decade of the 80s in Hebrew, which is the decade of the 20s for us, and what that means prophetically. Basically, to sum up very briefly now, we have entered into the year 5785. 80s, the decade of the 80s meant the decade of the mouth, the very word of God. And haven't we seen the roar of the Lord? Haven't we seen, since we entered into the decade of the 20s and the 80s in Hebrew, the suppression of speech? We have seen how the muzzling, the containment that has tried to come upon the church, all that the devil has done naturally to try and stop supernaturally what the mouth of God is releasing at this time. The Lord would say to his children today, open your mouths wide. Open your mouths just like a little baby opens its mouth expectantly from its mother, knowing that only goodness will flow through. The Lord would say today, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And as we open our mouths in this decade of the mouth and in this year, which is signified by the number 5, which is in Hebrew, the letter and the number, which has a pictorial meaning as well in Hebrew, it's pronounced hey, H-E-H, which represents the very breath and spirit of God. Wow, God's word, God's breath, God's mouth, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He's coming to his church, to Israel, to his people who will receive him. Open our mouths wide and receive his life, his resurrection power for this hour. For this is God's time. It's his appointed time. It says in Daniel 2:20, very significant for us right now, to 22, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and he raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. That's what the Lord's doing for his own from his throne right now. He knows what is in the darkness, and light, only light, dwells with him. He uncovers for us those hidden things of darkness right now. There is divine exposure that is happening in the world. Judgment begins with the house of God. In his church, he is bringing to the surface. He is exposing. And with exposure, it is to make clean. It's to make new. And it's to prepare for all the goodness that is before us. And, do you know, as I shared this a few weeks ago now, before anything that we have seen happened and released, God's mighty hand upon Israel. The year 5785, part of the meaning is number 5, is the hand, the fivefold ministry. The Lord spoke to me about 6 months ago, the earliest I've ever had a word for the coming year, 6 to 9 months ago, and it was 5 alive in 5785 in the year 2025. The Lord is completing and fulfilling and bringing his fullness to his church, to his house, and to Israel. And part of that for God's church is the embracing of the fivefold ministry. And I'm going to share more on that another time because I've got so much to unpack. I know I said that last time. Please go back and listen to last time's message. But I've got to lean in prophetically. We're going to release the arrows of the Lord today. And the Lord is going to have his say and his prophetic way. But I just want to say on that scripture, when I released that word from Daniel 2, 20 to 22, I said prophetically, I sensed the Lord, and I'm repeating it from a few weeks ago's Mama of Many. I sensed the Lord say, we shall see rapid transition of position. Heed the word of the Lord. He will appoint who he will appoint, and the appointments of men will no longer be established. But indeed, you will see the opposite to establishment when all not of me is uprooted and overthrown by my own and by his throne. Do you know, I didn't understand what the Lord was saying when I released that. But within a week or two of that word going forth, we have seen Israel, and we've been partnering in prayer with Israel as she is going forward, as she is advancing against her enemies. And we have seen every key leader within Hezbollah has been taken out. And in fact, no sooner have they replaced a leader than they've been eliminated too. Now, as I said last time, we never rejoice in the loss of any life because the Lord weeps over everyone that is lost. But we do rejoice in God's justice and God's word, works and wonders being released and being fulfilled on the earth. And that's what we are seeing happening right before our eyes in real time. The Lord is changing times and seasons. This is the time for Israel. It says the time to favor her, Zion. Zion incorporates Israel, natural Israel, and it also incorporates those who were grafted into Israel, the believers in the nations. The time to favor Israel and his church has come. No matter how dark we see this world become, we are going to be advancing in victory and in favor in this hour of God's power. I'm releasing his prophetic word. And we have seen, I have seen the Lord literally bring down that rapid transition of position, bring down those enemies, bring down those leaders that were being established outside of fulfilling God's word and God's goodness. And those enemies of Israel have been taken out. We are seeing God do unprecedented works in our times. And get ready, because we're going to see more, because it is the Lord who appoints, who sets the times and the seasons. The devil comes and he tries to disappoint what God is doing. He tries to bring disappointment to the children of God, disillusionment to the children of God, distress to the children of God. That word dis, if you go back to the original meaning, it actually is taken from the underworld, and it's a meaning for the devil, for darkness. And ultimately, what the Lord would say right now is the devil, that one who would come to put his dis into God's appointments, the devil, he is being overthrown by God's throne and by God's own. He's using his church, he's using Israel at this time. So I now want to really press in with you in this decade of the mouth and the decade of the very breath of God. The word mouth in Hebrew is the word pay, the number, and is the meaning of the number 80, the decade of the 80s. The number 5 is the word hay, which means the very spirit, the breath of God. You can't even say it without releasing breath. It's God's breath in our mouths. It's God's breath in his church. It's God's breath in Israel. God's almighty providential hand upon her. And I'm going to show you by the word of the Lord something very exciting today. But I just want to repeat something that in this decade of the mouth and the breath of God and the word of God being no longer suppressed but released in God's season and time. For God who releases and God who appoints the times, and he changes the times and the seasons and he sets them, it's the time of favor for the church. For our God, I just want to let you know now as well, where it says he changes times and seasons, that word season actually is the Hebrew word moedim. It's where they, the same word for they're celebrating their Jewish feasts right now. And that word means appointments with God. It's the cycle in God's time frame where he meets with his people. Now, the seasons of God that we have entered into. It's where we get the Kairos times from. God's appointed times, God's right now times, where heaven invades earth, where the supernatural hits our natural, where we're seeing new birthings on the earth of God's works and wonders, and we're seeing the enemies destroyed. Well, that's what we've entered into, God's season, and all of hell is breaking out trying to stop what God is doing right now. And oh, it's going to be fruitless, because our God is releasing his fruitfulness upon his own from his throne at this time. So I just want to say the decade of the mouth, the year of the breath of God, the pei-hei, is where we are called to be releasing the word. The prophetic will no longer be muzzled and contained. God's prophetic word is his right now word for his church, for the earth, for his people. And we know that God's word in our mouths is as powerful as God's word in his mouth. He wants to be mouth to mouth with us. He's resuscitating us in this hour of his power. He speaks, we simply repeat. And it's going to be his creative, demonstrative, miraculous, supernatural word and works in our natural. There's a significance of the mouth, the breath, and the word in this season. Remember, the word is just one of Jesus' names. He is described as the word of God. There's the three working together, the very mouth of God, the very word of God that this season actually means. Hebraically, which is Jesus being released from the Father, being released through from the very mouth of God, and our mouths too, as we are in oneness, we're in alignment with God, and then the very Spirit of God going forth. How powerful is this? Complete oneness. So there's a significance of the mouth, the breath, and the word this season. Total oneness. As we speak, as we pray, the will and the prophetic word of the Father, we shall produce his miraculous works and reap his harvest on the earth. Wow. All hell is trying to silence and stop the breath, the word, and the prophets of God, the prophetic word of God going forth, for they manifest Jesus. And that's what this is all about. This time is lifting up Jesus. If he be lifted up, he will draw all men, women, boys, girls to himself. Wind, breath, Spirit. What does the wind and the breath, the Spirit do? It accelerates things. So we're in a season of acceleration. And I want to bring to you the word of the Lord as he has brought it to me now, right up to date. This is a powerful word for you right now as you lean in, and not just lean in, press in. This is pressing time, pressing into Jesus. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed in and she received her breakthrough and her miracle. The year 5785, I just sense so strongly that the Lord is saying that it's a time of breakthrough. We're going to be releasing those arrows of breakthrough and blessings in the year 5785. Five. Are you ready? Just as the number five denotes the very anointing of God, there were five ingredients that were needed in the anointing oil that was used by the priest that God gave specifically. Just as is told in the parable by Jesus of the five bridesmaids, five were ready, five weren't. What was the difference between the two of them? The two that missed it and the two that the five that missed it and the five that made it. The differentiation was what they did with the oil. What will you do with the anointing, with the Holy Spirit at this time? May the Holy Spirit in the Holy Spirit's fullness be released in you, in church, in Israel, and upon the earth right now in double portion power. We need the oil of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And also, that the number five, it shows for us completion and all that God is doing for us. So I want to press in now. The arrow of the Lord complete deliverance. It's an arrow of complete deliverance and victory. In 2 Kings 13, verse 17, that I touched on last time, it said, open the window. If you remember the number 5 in Hebrew, it also means window. Open the window. I'm making that declaration. The Lord has opened the windows of heaven. Windows are transparent. The Lord wants our lives so transparent that we just reveal Jesus. None of Christine, just Jesus within is released. His supernatural, his from the very spirit of life within his children. He wants people to be us to be able to open up our lives and they just see Jesus. They don't see the rubbish. They don't see the nonsense of self and of flesh, but may we have so dealt with that flesh life through the blood of Jesus that they see deep within and they see and receive Jesus. So, and he said, open the window to the east. This was the prophet Elisha to the king before the prophet died, where Syria was occupying in Israel's territory. Syria itself is to the northeast. So I want you to note here that God was directing through the prophet, he was directing the king's arrow against the Syrian occupation, the enemy occupation on Israel's land. So God is, he is directing and he is aligning Israel and his church, for this is a time to recover all and more, says the Lord. And it says, and he opened it. So obey, 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 obey all the way. And he said, shoot. And the king shot the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, Elisha declared, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, from every enemy. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. The arrows that are going forth right now, 5785, breakthrough and blessings are being released. We are releasing those arrows. It's going to take great faith. It's going to take the prophet's hands upon the king's hands. The prophet's hands, Elisha, was upon the hands of the king as he shot the arrow out of the window. He shot it by faith. And I'm going to show you in this year, 5785, we know the number 7 in Hebrew, it means completion, perfection. It's finish the job, finish the work. It's bringing things to complete maturity. Well, the Lord didn't just give me 7 arrows, but he gave me 14. And just as the king was then commanded after he shot the arrow out the window, the arrow of deliverance, 2 forms of deliverance, the Lord would say, in this season, in this Kairos time for his church and for Israel. One is a deliverance, just as whenever I had never appreciated the Lord being my deliverer more than when I was having my 5 babies. I trusted the Lord to deliver them. He delivers his works and his wonders. God is bringing to birth new works and wonders on the earth through his children. He's doing rapid works, accelerated works. He's releasing divine works and wonders through you, those who will receive creative works and wonders right now. And he is the one who is delivering, bringing to birth on the earth right now. Just like Romans 8 declares, all creation waits and aches and groans for the sons of God. That word sons, it means in the Hebrew, not as a little baby, but it means as one of maturity and likeness to the Father, for the sons of God to be released and revealed. God is longing for those mature on the earth, mature sons of God, a maturing of Israel, a maturing of his church right now, of his house, that we are going to reveal the likeness of the Father, the wonders of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. And all creation is aching, waiting and groaning for those to be birthed and to be brought forth. The Lord says he is delivering. He is bringing to birth on the earth right now. And secondly, the deliverer, the arrow of deliverance that was shot out and that goes forth right now at this time and in this season, is with God's hands upon our hands, is the arrow of destruction to every enemy. So it's going to be construction, it's going to be good, it's going to be blessing, it's going to be recompense and reward for the children of the Lord, but it's going to be an arrow of destruction against the enemies of the Lord. Choose this day who you will serve. And I pray today you will be found on the winning side in Jesus' name. So we see here, I'm going to now give you, and I just sense to say as well, the hands of the king of the prophet, a picture of the hands of the Lord on the hands of the king on our hands. We are those kings and priests, double push and power on us in this hour. God's providential hand on us is so key. It's key, the Lord would say, that we have the right covering for our lives, that we are rightly aligned at this time. And I leave that word with you. It's something I'm really pressing into personally right now as well. So number one today, the arrow of the Lord. God is releasing and wants us to be releasing continually the arrow of his presence, represented by the providential hand of God. It's his presence that makes the feast. Secondly, the arrow of purpose. God's purpose is going to be fulfilled. Nothing will stop it. Nothing will be able to block it in your life, in Israel, and in his church. It's an arrow of power. God's almighty power. You shall be clothed with power from on high when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Well, we have been clothed. We are living in the very era of the Holy Spirit and the very breath of God represented in the number 5785 coming into 2025. This year is going to be characterized by the very spirit works of God through his church, by the anointing of the Lord, more and more revival power in this hour. Number four, precision, the Lord would say. All of these are P's. I couldn't have made this up. This came out of a deep place of intercession with the Lord as the Lord just poured in these arrows that we are to be releasing by faith in this season. For had the king, he had been commanded by the prophet after shooting the arrow out the window, as I started saying before, to then shoot and to release the arrows on the ground. He only shot the arrows three times. Had he have done it to a accumulation and to with all of his might, with all of his strength, all of his determination, to a total of seven times, he would, seven means completion, perfection, maturity, finishing the work, then he would have, what the prophet Elisha says is, now you'll only have partial victory. Had you have shot more of those arrows, you would have had the complete victory of the Lord. Well, I'm not shooting seven. I'm going for double portion hour, because we're in the year 5785. Double five, double grace. The number five denotes grace also. Double grace upon his children in this season and at this time, in Jesus' name. Let me just give you very quickly what the number five represents. It represents the breath of God, the fivefold, the hand of God. Number three, it represents, hey, behold, look, be amazed at what God is doing. God is about to show up and show off. It represents the supernatural in and in our natural. It represents the very breath of God. Number five, it represents the window. Well, we're shooting those arrows out of the window of the Lord, aren't we, right now? Light, revelation, life, breath, it revives. Represents cursing and blessing. You choose this day who you will serve. Will you be on the winning side or on the losing side? On blessing side or on the side of not so good and not so blessed for your life? Let's put it politely. Number seven, it represents fullness and fruitfulness. Number eight, double portion time, as I've just showed there. And it represents an acceleration, the wind, breath, the Spirit of God accelerates things. And it represents to take and to then give. So let's lean in and receive all that the Lord is saying to us today. God says precision and alignment. You will be precise. You will be on time, right place, right time, right people with God's purpose in mind. In Jesus' mighty name. Number five of the arrows that we're shooting, they're arrows of promotion. And the Lord says within that promotion is great elevation for his name's sake, for his kingdom come, and expansion. We're going to be expanding, seeing his kingdom expanded. God says, ask of me and I will give to you the nations. Number six, it's an arrow of provision. My God shall provide all of your needs according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We are not going to be people who focus on our need, but we're going to be people who focus on his supply, because my God shall supply all of our need. Israel is not to be focusing on its supply from America, from any other nation, from any other source. Israel's source and resource is the Lord. And so is the churches too at this time. Number six, so that's provision. Number seven, we're shooting the arrow of the prophetic word of the Lord, because God's word will never return empty or void, but will always accomplish that for which it has been sent. Number eight, it's an arrow of penetration. Why? Because the Lord says it's breakthrough time. The breaker, our God, one of his names is the breaker, the God of breakthrough. Jesus has gone before us. He has broken through for us. And as we keep our eyes on him, we are just going to see breakthrough after breakthrough before us in Jesus' mighty name. Number nine, we are to possess the promises at this time. We're shooting the arrow of faith. We are going to possess every promise. We are not going to hold back. Number 10, it's an arrow of progress. The Lord says this is acceleration time. By the breath of God, by the wind of the Spirit, the wind accelerates things. It's that thrust that causes planes to take off. And the wind of the Spirit is blowing upon his church and upon Israel right now, in Jesus' name. It says in Philippians 3 verse 16, we must hold on to the progress that we have made. I sense the Lord saying within this, hold tightly, retain and also gain. We've got to hold territory. We've got to hold on to our families. We've got to hold on to God's promises. We don't give up ground. We've got to retain and then also gain, because all we are fighting for is what Jesus has already died and what he's already won. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He's given to us the nations. Let us rise up and take them in Jesus' name. And let us just stand true. We're not fighting for victory. We are fighting from a position of victory through what Jesus and the cross has accomplished for us. So I believe it's a time to retain and gain. I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me. Do you know, my son today, he was in a football match at their church team, and they were fighting, both of the two teams who were fighting to win the match today, they had both been undefeated. Now, one of the mums had laughed last week and said, oh, how do you pray whenever they're two Christian teams, hey, against each other? Well, one had my son in them, so hey, I'm really praying. But something came out of me this morning in the bath that I just felt this prophetically for his church. I found myself when I was praying for my son. Let me just find it here in my little journal here. I found myself praying for Joel and his football team. They hadn't lost a match yet. In this particular match, they were down, and I began praying, let them retain their reign in Jesus' name, over and over. Let them retain their reign in Jesus' name. They ended up drawing 4-0. And I realized, wow, hey, that's a great answer from the Lord right there. No one lost. They both retained their reign. And I sensed then the Holy Spirit speak to us in this season of us possessing our promises, in this season of us retaining and gaining territory and ground. I sense the Lord saying, let us retain your victory reign in Jesus' name over all we are facing and faithing for. Retain. So let's retain what God's, the ground we've already gained. Retain and then gain ground. Retain and gain in these days. Retain and gain ground. Christ has already won. He has given to us the nations. Let the Lamb that was slain now receive the reward of his suffering, just as the missionaries of old would pray as they surrendered their all to go out and answer heaven's call. It's our turn now. This is our time to rise and shine. Let us, through the Lamb that was slain, retain and gain the full reward of his suffering in Jesus' name. What a prayer to pray. I'm making that my prayer right now. Will you join me? Oh Lord, let us through you, Jesus, precious Lamb that was slain, retain and gain the full reward of your suffering in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Amen to that, hey? So, pressing through and back into what the Lord is telling us to shoot today, those arrows that we are firing forth in Jesus' name. It's an arrow of progress and acceleration, retaining and gaining this year. The Lord will restore and more by the word of the Lord. And it's also an arrow. We're shooting number 11, an arrow of perfection, because in this year 5785, the number denotes perfection, God bringing all things to his completion, his perfection, his maturity for our lives at this time. Completion, just finish it. Finish the work. Let us finish strong. Fullness and fulfillment. It won't be long. The soon coming King. the trumpet will sound from heaven and the Lord will be revealed. Number 12, it's an arrow of protection. The Lord would say this year, as the world increasingly goes into disarray, there is protection for the children of the Lord. We do not need to fear what the world fears, but we can know perfect peace through him. Protection for your family, protection over your life. Declare Psalm 91, make it personal to you in Jesus' name. Number 13, it's an arrow of prayer and praise. Let us be constantly in that place of prayer and praise with the Father, in oneness with him, in alignment with him. Send Judah first. That word Judah means praise. Send praise first and every battle will be won. The arrow of praise, the arrow of prayer. And number 14, the Lord would say, the pressure and the pressing for the prize. This is beautiful. I press on towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Lord says, yes, this will be last year. Year 5784 and overlapping with our 2024, it's been a year of, as I said, of the threshing. It's felt like such a thrashing in so many ways. Israel's been through that threshing ever since October the 7th. There's been massive changes that have taken place. God has it all in hand and in his perfect plans. And everything is, there's a divine turnaround and a divine overturning for God's own and in the nations of the world. I sense the Lord saying that now from the threshing to the pressing time, just like new wine is produced from grapes that are pressed. There is new wine that the Lord is bringing forth at this time. This year is going to be signified and manifested by the anointing, manifesting his blessing and his breakthroughs in the year 5785. That's going to take all the anointing. In fact, that's the title of this message today. I just got it as I'm going live. It's the, 5785, year 5785, manifesting blessings and breakthroughs. And we're going to do that through, yes, those pressing times that cause us to press into Jesus. And then that are going to cause, just like the olives, when they're pressed, produce the oil, the anointing oil. Get ready for the anointing that is going to be flowing through his own, and the anointing that is flowing from his throne right now, and the new wine that is being released at this time. The wine of God's fury. The wine can represent blood and fury against the enemies of the Lord. So it's going to be good, new anointing, all that is wonderful for the children of God. This is our time for Jesus to be glorified. And I don't believe there's ever been a time like this in the world. What an October we are going to see. What a year that is ahead. But let us partner with heaven. Let us be those who are, although it's blood, fire, and gore, we're going to see increasingly on the world, the Lord said, for the people of my word, you are going to know the blood of Jesus that protects, that covers, that empowers, the fire, where the blood is, the fire of God falls upon us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is the year denoting the Holy Spirit, the very breath of God, in the year 5785, 2025. And then we're going to be in awe of what we see God do. One of the meanings of five is, as I said, behold. We're going to look in awe at what the Lord is doing on the earth at this time. That is the word of the Lord. Habakkuk 1 verse 5. Look around, behold, look at the nations, look and be amazed, for I am doing something in your day, something you wouldn't believe, even if someone told you about it. You wouldn't believe it if someone told you, so the Lord says, I'm about to show you. We are going to just be. Number 5 is a pictorially in Hebrew, it's a picture of a man with his hands in the air. In awe. What are we about to behold, children of the Lord? What is the world about to behold? Yes, blood, fire and gore for the world, but blood, the blood of Jesus, fire of the Holy Spirit and awe for the people of God's word. Wow, are you receiving it today? Let me hear from you in the comments and share this word. Let's get the word of God out there. Let's spread his word abroad from my heart through God's heart to the heart of everyone that we can reach at this time, because his prophetic word will accomplish much in his church and on the earth right now. So the pressure and the pressing for the prize. I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me. I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ first possessed me. Another version says, in this year of perfection and completion, hey, is pressing. Let us press in to him. And we will always win. He's going to bring his children out on top every time in Jesus' name. So yeah, number 14, there it is. The pressure and the pressing for the prize. And I just sense that the Lord also wants to say, just adding in, oh, we're going to know blessings and breakthroughs, like pressed down, shaken together and running over. That God is just going to do over and above that which we could ask, think, or even believe possible right now. So let's just be pressing in to him and all that he has for us. God says that this is a season for his children of prosperity. You will prosper. By that, you will prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. We can only prosper. Our souls can only prosper through faith in the finished work of the blood and the cross of Jesus Christ. And that is the same through the power of the Holy Spirit as we shoot these arrows of the Lord this year. The arrows of one, his presence, his purpose, his power, his precision, right alignment in all things, his promotion, his provision, his prophetic word, the arrow of his word from his mouth. Jesus is the word. It will reveal Jesus more and more in his works and wonders. Jesus will be exalted and lifted up. The arrow of penetration and breakthrough, the arrow number 9 of possessing his promises, all of his promises to us are yes and amen. He says yes, we repeat amen. We're in oneness and alignment with him. It's an arrow of number 10, progress, divine acceleration in works and God's wonders being released through our lives and on the earth. Number 11, perfection. An arrow number 12 of protection, an arrow of his praise and his prayers arising, his prayer warriors, and an arrow of the pressing for the blessing right now. And I sense that the Lord's saying that we're going to prosper and we're going to be in health in every area of our lives through trusting in Jesus, through our faith. Those arrows are shot by faith and they will hit targets every time. Divine precision. No hit and miss. The devil may challenge, but the Lord, his precision, you are going to hit target. Every enemy of the Lord, every enemy that comes against you will be destroyed, says the Lord. And the Lord is going to be your deliverer and he's going to release through you his divine works and wonders, his miracles, his almighty power in Jesus' name at this time. In closing, I sense the Lord saying that we are to know that within every arrow that goes forth, do you know, in Bible times, there would often be fire on the tips of those arrows. I sense that that represents the very Spirit of God, the fire of God. At this time, upon our lives, upon Israel and upon his church, that fire of God is doing its purification work in our lives. The Lord is getting his bride ready. The Lord is getting Israel ready for her soon coming manifestation of her Messiah. Just as the year 5785, the number 5 means to manifest, to behold. God is about to manifest in miraculous ways this year. We're going to behold his glory. We're going to behold the full weight of his glory, his presence released upon Israel, upon the church. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises, we shall condemn. We shall show to be in the wrong, for this is our heritage. We are here to serve the Lord's purposes in our generation. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord. Our righteousness and our vindication we obtain from him. Doesn't matter what voices come against us, we make his voice our choice at this time in Jesus' mighty name. And I sense the Lord saying that it is a time for us to release by faith those arrows of faith that I've brought to you today, the arrows of his presence, of his purpose, of his power, of his precision, of his promotion, of his provision, of his prophetic word, of his penetrating arrows, his arrows that possess the promises of God, his arrows of progress and acceleration, of perfection, of finishing the work, his arrows of prayer and praise, his arrows of pressing in and purification. And as we do this, the Lord says, release. He will bring ease and he will be our peace. Do not appease any other voice. Make his voice your choice. Obey, 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 all the way. And please your audience of one. We are here and we are called to please Jesus and bring great pleasure to our Father, his Son, and the almighty breath and spirit of God within us at this time. In Jesus' name, I release and I leave those arrows fired through the window of, well, whatever social media platform, whatever window you're watching or listening through. I just know that it's the heavenly window that the Lord has opened before you. And those arrows are going to release great destiny and dynasty for you at this time. In Jesus' name, you ready to pray? Let's receive. Let's personalize and make this word our own today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we come to you. We worship you. We adore you. As I'm hidden away, Lord, from all the noise inside and all that's going on, Father, on the balcony. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you are raising your children up. The Lord would say to you, even as I'm on the balcony today, the Lord is seating you with him. You have been seated in heavenly places. And from those heights, the Lord says, you will shoot those arrows by faith, and you will see in this divine era of his grace and of his power and of his precision, of his presence, of his purposes, of his promotion, of his promotions, the Lord would say, of his prophetic word going forth, he will penetrate. You will possess every promise. You will make progress by the Lord. He will perfect you. He will protect you. You will be known as a house of prayer and praise for all the nations. And the pressing will release his blessing in your life this year. By the word of the Lord, we receive today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the fire of God mightily upon us, Lord, and upon every hour, the fire of your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Set us ablaze, destroy every enemy today, and deliver your works and wonders, your birthings through us, through your church on the earth at this time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Wow, what a prophetic word today. I just release it in Jesus' name and I pray that you will press into everything heaven has to say. God bless you. Mwah. New wine, fresh anointing is on its way. Amen.